Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Brittany. May I please have the email address on, I'm sorry, the zip code on the account you're calling in about?
Hello. Yes. The zip code is 37601.
37?
I'm not sure. 37601.
Thank you. Your first and last name?
Denise Gilbert.
All right, thank you. And could you spell your last name, please?
G-I-L-B-E-R-T.
G-I-L.
B-E-R-T.
All right. And can you verify your address, please?
503 Okolona Road, Apartment 8, Johnson City, Tennessee, 37601.
Thank you. So locate an account here for a Daily Plate, which is an app on your phone that provides recipes based on low carbs. How can I assist you today?
Okay. First off, you charged me $60 to send me a Dyson vacuum. I don't know anything about no recipe stuff. I'm calling to find out where, because I got a confirmation thing about my Dyson, and I was supposed to, I did a online questionnaire, and it said I could get a Dyson vacuum, and I submitted for that, and it said I had to pay the shipping and handling charges, which was what I was thinking the $59 was for. And now you're telling me it's something else?
All right, so whenever you did the sweepstake for the Dyson vacuum cleaner, it sent you to our website where you have the opportunity to purchase a Bites Hub, which is a daily plate that provides recipes based on low carbs. If you agree to the terms and conditions, then they'll prompt you to put in your credit card information.
I didn't do any of that. It asked me for my credit card information to for shipping and handling for the Dyson vacuum cleaner. And if that's incorrect, then I want my $59 refunded because I did not order anything from y'all or any of that stuff. I was doing an online thing to get a survey, and it said that I qualified for a free, it was a whole listing of stuff. It was a whole bunch of different things. And I chose the Dyson vacuum cleaner. And it asked me for the credit card number for the shipping and handling.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. So what I can do is offer the brand the monthly rate of $20 a month to remain in the membership.
No, I don't want no membership. I want my Dyson vacuum cleaner. I paid the shipping and handling for it. Now, you're telling me that it's not, this ain't for Dyson? This ain't the thing?
Then you did an error
on your part, because I put in, and when I hit confirm for my credit card number, it sent me a thing for confirmation. Confirmation ID and everything. And I said, okay. And then it keeps sending to my email address confirmation to register and this, that, and the other to win a Dyson something or another.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I can go ahead and get the account canceled, and I have your cancellation number whenever you're ready.
Just email it if you got my email.
Yes, you'll receive an email within the next 24 to 48 hours confirming that cancellation.
And then y'all are going to take that off, right? You're going to refund my money?
It does show we have a no refund policy, but what I could do for you.
No. You're going to refund me, or I'm going to call my bank and have them deal with you. because I'm going to say it was an unauthorized transaction. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay. Because
that was unauthorized.
All right, so I can go ahead and get your account canceled, and as a courtesy, I can issue a $55 refund because it's a non-refundable $5 fee.
So I got a, so I, instead of getting the 59, I get 55. All right, give me 55. At least I'll get something out of it.
All right. It'll be back in your account within 3 to 5 business days, and I have your refund confirmation number whenever you're ready.
Okay.
C as in Charlie, 2014626.
C as in Charlie, 0612, what again?
C as in Charlie, 2014626.
4626. All right. All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Is there
and
anything
what, and
about-
what's the, and make sure the email is correct. It should have been gilbertd@goldmail.etsu.edu.
Yes, that's what we have on file.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. With AmClient Customer
Bye.
Care. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Bye.